Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Make sure you're following the show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at US 99 Mornings. Got a lot of fun content that we have posted there regularly, especially this week being Windy City Smokeout Week. And you may or may not see on there that our producer Kyle is back.
Hey! Welcome back, Kyle.
Hashtag Kyle Special Week.
That's right. Happy early birthday.
It's Kyle's birthday on Friday, and celebrates the whole week leading up to it. Kyle, you were just in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. We did a trip down south, and it's actually the first time that we've used AI for a trip.
How did you use AI?
So we didn't know what we wanted to do in New Orleans. We had asked like a couple people. I asked Chris, one of our coworkers here at XRT, who gave me a lot of great recommendations, but we still didn't really know how to map out the day because it's a city we've never been before.
Sure.
So my wife pulled up AI, one of those bots, and put up like, how should we spend a day in New Orleans, essentially? And it gave us like hour by hour what to do, where to go. It recommended where we went for lunch, which was very good. It recommended, you know, some of the touristy things that we had heard, but also it ended with a bar that we had not heard of yet that ended up being my favorite place. It was called the Carousel Bar.
Ooh. Oh, it sounds cool.
It is in a hotel, and the bar the whole time rotates.
Oh, that's there's a place here in the Loop, Francois Frankie's, I think, that also has like a rotating bar. Yeah.
It was awesome. And it doesn't go too fast, because originally when I heard
imagine you get dizzy?
I was like, oh gosh. But you know, you do have a couple Sazeracs on it. You step off, you're like, oh.
You're like, did I have too many, or is this just hard getting down from this bar?
It sounds like that would be like an accident waiting to happen with drinks, but that's funny.
Does AI then say, hey guys, it's 4:05. We need to be at the next bar by now. Let's get our tab and close out here.
It was our tour guide. I loved it. I think I'm going to do that again for our next trip, using AI as a tour guide.
That is a unique and creative way to use AI.
It is. I think a lot of people have been discovering AI, though, and they're really starting to find some unique ways to use it. I know I have, too.
Yeah?
I have been using it.
See, I'm not smart enough to integrate AI into my everyday life yet, so maybe I could use some suggestions.
It could have stopped after I'm not smart enough.
Oh, pff, yeah.
All right. Maybe I'm going to use AI to come up with another burn right back at you. 312-946-4995 is our number. What unique way have you used AI? I need some creative ideas how to utilize AI.
AI is amazing.
It is.
I hate to say that.
312-946-4995. Let us know the unique ways you utilize AI. Mikey and Palatine.
What's the interesting thing that you've used AI for?
I actually used it to get back at my ex-wife.
Okay, Mikey? All right. That is in one evil laugh.
You're
Mikey,
very sinister.
How did you get back at your ex-wife with AI?
It gave me a great idea of putting, I guess you put Vaseline on a windshield and then lightly sprinkle it with powdered baking sugar.
When
you have something on the windshield, normally, or on a window, you normally, you're more reactive to wipe it, right?
Yeah, you put your wipers on.
The more and more you keep wiping it, the sugar keeps mixing with the Vaseline. Oh my, you're going to be there for days trying to clean it.
There for days.
Wait, Mikey.
I just love how you're cracking up laughing over this whole thing.
So your ex-wife walks out and realizes she's got all this powdered sugar on her windshield.
Oh yeah.
Are you not the first person she thinks of as to who would do this?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, she doesn't live, I mean, it's not, and luckily she doesn't live very close, so it's not like, oh, hey, he would have done this. But,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, do you guys argue a lot?
Maybe not anymore.
Oh my gosh. You are going to die. I'm dying at your laugh.
Are you not worried about retaliation at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. When you did this, did you get any text from her going, was this you asking that question?
Oh no. She did get a message from her. She was like, oh my gosh, you will not believe And then she went into this big, long tangent how she got into it with one of her new neighbors.
Okay.
And then magically this happened. She's like, I can't believe this person would do this.
Oh,
oh wow.
No.
Wow. Mikey.
Your laugh is cracking me up.
But is she a country music fan?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right, because you don't want Carrie Underwood or Carly Pierce giving her any ideas as to how to get back at you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good job using AI to create something like that. Annoying, but harmless.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, Mikey, your laugh is the funniest thing. He has not stopped laughing this entire call.
I know.
It is...
I'll have to do it to someone else's car and give you guys a photo.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, have AI come up with some more ideas for you. And then make sure you call us after you execute them.
Maybe AI can help me stop laughing.
Mikey, this has been my favorite call of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. You too.
Nick in Lakeview.
What have you used AI for? Anything interesting?
I replaced my therapist with the premium version of ChatGPT.
Wait. I've heard of people doing this.
And has it helped?
Oh, they got the talk feature on the ChatGPT, and it sounds really realistic now.
And so you basically just like talk out your problems with this computer?
Yeah, and it like tells me what I want to hear, so it's like better than my therapist.
It tells you what you want to hear.
So it's like you're like, man, should I take out this loan to buy a new sports car? And ChatGPT's like, oh yeah, dude, you deserve it.
No, it'll tell me the right answer first. It'll be like, no, like you shouldn't do that. But then I'm like, but I really want it. And then after enough convincing, it'll fold and be like, yeah, do it.
It'll fold. That's okay, so give funny. Me one realistic example.
I don't know. I was having a relationship problem. I knew that I was in the wrong. Yeah. And then I just talked to ChatGPT enough, and then it told me that I was in the right, and then I felt a lot better about it.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
Nick, is that really therapy, or is that just having a yes man in your corner?
Isn't it the same thing?
Well, it kind of is.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my.
Nick.
Incredible.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
And don't worry, you've done the right thing.
Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong, Nick.
Great, guys. Thanks.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US99.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.